Welcome to I Am the Cute One, the most chaotic school dance in the podcast universe.
Listen, you got through the week like we got through 9/11.
And a recession.
And the Special K diet.
And the time that James Franco hosted the Oscars.
And Ben Platt's wig and Dear Evan Hansen.
TGIF.
Hello, I am Donnie and I am the cute one.
And I am Chelsea and I am the cute one.
TGIF cuties, we have the cutest one here with us today. And that is, believe it or not, the original Kate Middleton. She disappeared, had the internet guessing. She's here now. Sasha Morfall, formerly of the Bravo Breakdown. Hey.
Hi. Wow, I love that Kate Middleton reference. That is amazing.
But you were not seen at a farmer's market recently.
I was not. I was definitely not. And I didn't have Andy going, that ain't Kate. Okay, because I was not out and about at all.
Yeah, I saw in your stories a couple days ago, you said you were not into the Kate drama. And I was like, Sasha.
I know.
It's because you did it to us.
I just feel like, whatever, let her do whatever she needs to do, whatever she's doing over there. Like, let her handle her business. Yeah. And then she'll be back when she's ready. I can't. I just relate, you know. Let
her do her thing. Listen, I get it. Well, I don't get it, but I get how you can get
it. Yes, exactly. I'm just hoping that it's not like the worst case scenario, that all the conspiracy things. I'm like, please don't let it be super dark.
Yeah. And that's why I never thought I was a tinfoil hat person until this came around. And well, that's not true. I did think there were children in Wayfair dresses. But besides that,
yeah, right.
I'm mostly not a tinfoil hat person. But I'm thinking anything and everything is possible.
We should just change the segment from TGIF to like, where in the world is Kate? Because this is now the third week in a row. And each week we go deeper down the rabbit hole. So
it's one of those things you're going to have to just mention it briefly until. Yeah. Everyone knows what's going on, just so we all know that we know what's happening, and then we can move on.
Exactly.
Speaking of just mentioning things really quickly, we are recording this on Tuesday night, March 19th. Still no shark stingray babies, and I'm growing increasingly concerned. Charlotte the stingray, I don't know. It's getting a little sketchy.
That was like 4 weeks ago that this stingray was announced pregnant, right?
I know.
Well, like,
nothing.
About to birth, though. Yeah.
Yeah, they were like, any day right. Now, these shark stingray babies are going to come out. Still waiting.
Mm. And it doesn't take that long.
No.
Should definitely be arrived by now.
The stingray gave us a due date like Phaedra. It's like, right, any right. Day now. I don't know. It just happens. It'll come out when they're ready.
Right.
So, cuties, if you want to watch this in video form, our YouTube is live. So there is a link in today's show notes, or you can just head to YouTube and search for I Am the Cute One Podcast.
And I do want to just give a disclaimer at the top of this episode for anybody that's tuning in on YouTube, anyone that might be concerned with my current complexion. I decided today would be a good day to try out getting a chemical peel for the first time. I am in pain. I feel like I have a sunburn. I'm regretting my life decisions. I'm being told that in 7 days, it's going to be smooth as a baby's bottom. But right now, it does feel like I have sandpaper on my cheeks. So,
ouch.
Fingers crossed.
You warned me ahead of time, but it looked worse in photos than it does right now. You know, I have PTSD from when that prom date girl showed up with a burn on her arm. And I was like, put your corsage over it immediately.
Yeah, I do think that the Zoom filter is doing me right now, because it's jarring.
It doesn't look
in real
too bad.
Life.
No, she looks okay.
Did you have to go through the stages of like your whole face falling off? Is that to come, or
that's
is that already
coming?
Happened?
Yeah. Okay. So the YouTube subscribers have that to look forward to. In 3 days, the peeling begins.
Woo! Please make that Patreon content.
I want to see that.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that it will be worth it, but I gotta say, 12 hours in, I don't know. I don't know.
When I throw up, the blood vessels in my face break, and the people at Bubblegum Shrimp Company, I used to work there, Sasha. I don't just go there often. I'm not a frequent flyer at Bubba's. They used to think I got chemical peels. They would not believe me.
Joke's on them. You were just an alcoholic throwing up in the toilet.
You're just randomly throwing up at Bubblegum. Wow.
I mean, I don't think he'd be the first one, to be honest.
No.
If that was a dig at the food, you're wrong.
Okay. All right. So this week brought us a Seventh Heaven reunion at 90s Con, Jax Taylor and Kristen Doughty returning to Bravo with The Valley spinoff, Meryl Streep and Martin Short's Romance Rumors, Bridgerton Scents at Bath & Body Works, a new James Bond, and the Willy Wonka Experience being turned into a musical. And somehow we've made it to Friday yet again. Whew, what a week.
Is the new season of Bridgerton coming out soon? Because not only do they have new scents at Bath & Body Works, I also found coffee creamer today that's Bridgerton flavored.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, it must be coming out if we're getting all sorts of edibles and non-edible things.
Yeah, random Bridgerton everything.
What is the scent of this creamer?
Yeah. Toffee. It makes me want to break the
toff.
Oh, I thought you said coffee.
I was like, coffee flavored creamer. Seems like overkill.
Yeah.
Huh. Oh, they should sell that, though. No, but I almost bought the Bridgerton coffee one, but they don't have non-dairy. And as you know, I'm famously a vegan.
Back on the wagon for now.
Yeah, until I see veal on a menu. Then,
then it's all over. It sure is.
So our first story that I want to cover, and Sasha, I'm so glad you wanted to talk about this because it's certainly what I want to talk about, is about Nene and Portia from Real Housewives of Atlanta being cast on Netflix's The Upshaws. So last Friday, Nene posted on Instagram story saying that she had been approached to guest star in an episode that was going to be directed by Kim Fields alongside Portia. However, when Nene got to rehearsal, Portia never showed up, and production told Nene they were going to recast the role. And then they asked her who she wanted to make sure it was someone she got along with. And Nene told them she doesn't have a problem with anyone. She gets along with everybody. And then they ended up casting Cynthia Bailey. Before we get to what else she had to say about Portia, Candace from Potomac also did a story saying that production flew her and Kenya out and told them to hang around for a few days so that the show had options, but then they never called either one of them to follow up. So I don't know how Hollywood works. Famously, I've never been in a TV show, but I'm sure they're not like this.
Sasha, you've been on TV. Yeah. Was this your experience where they just fly in housewives out?
No. I've been pinned before where it's like, can we hold you for these dates and we might possibly use you, but not flown out and just held just in case you're going to be cast. That I've never heard of that before.
That is so bizarre.
And I'm assuming it's like jury duty, right? Where like at some point you are dismissed and they're like, you know what? We're not going to use you. But I love the idea of them flying out Candy Gal and being like, just hang out in this hotel until you're ready to go home.
And that's what she said in her story. She said, after a few days, I said, I'm going home. I was like, did they dismiss you?
It makes me question this whole production. I'm like, what is going on here?
It feels like a, what's it called when restaurants really sell drugs, but they pretend they're a front.
Right.
Does the Upshaws exist?
Right. Because they've been on like 5 seasons or something.
Yeah.
It's like a new show. So weird.
No, it's crazy.
I like the idea that it's like that old MTV show Next, where as somebody doesn't do their job, they just bring out the next person and give crazy facts.
And what's crazy is Family Reunion on Netflix also did like a Housewives episode in the past, and they had Kenya and Candace on together. So like, why would they bring the same two back?
But I think they're going after the real actors.
The ones that actually have the names. So I guess that does make the pool a little bit smaller.
You know that Lisa That's Rinna true. Was at home with those rats just seething, just screaming into her Depends.
They probably had Candy on the short list until they saw the end of the pass when she did that British accent. And then they were give me the red pen. We're crossing her off. However, I do want to start doing this with guests on the podcast. We'll invite 5 at a time. And then when they're in the waiting room, I'll just pick my favorite to let it.
Just have them all waiting. And then don't tell them if you're not going to use them. Just never get back to them.
Whenever they're ready to sign off Zoom, that's up to them. That's their journey.
So Nene said she reached out to Portia before posting these stories to like say, just so you know, I'm going to post these. I wanted your feedback, whatever. And Portia said that she decided to not do it because when she was going through the divorce, Nene wasn't there for her and that hurt her feelings. But then Nene said she thinks Portia just doesn't want to share the spotlight. And she said, quote, Portia is not a star. Portia is a Bravo celebrity. Be clear. And I can hear it in her voice.
Yeah. And then did you hear Candace's interview that she had on the radio?
No.
She did another interview on the radio, and Candace's take was that she thinks that Portia just didn't want to basically have a working relationship with NeNe. Like, she didn't want to be seen working with her.
Oh.
And I'm thinking, well, that makes slightly more sense than the whole divorce thing because, you know, NeNe's basically, like, blacklisted at right. Bravo and a lot of other places.
Right.
So, and Portia's getting ready to make her new Bravo comeback. Maybe she's thinking, like, it's not the best move for her to, like, you know, do this job with NeNe and maybe possibly jeopardize her bag because now that she's divorced, she doesn't have his money. So she's like, let me not, you know, do a project with her and make it look like we're buddy-buddy when she's beef with Bravo, which I still don't agree with. I feel like work is work, and everyone should understand that. Like,
right.
it's not personal, and I think it's really shady the way that she went about it. I think that if that was the real reason, she should have just told NeNe that. Just been like, look, girl, I know we're good friends, but Bravo doesn't like you, and I'm getting ready to go back on the show, and I don't need to be working together, and just let her know. But the whole just, like, ghosting and not showing up is so unprofessional and weird. Her saying that it's because she didn't call her based off of her divorce is not even a good look for her as a professional, because it makes it seem like, okay, well, if we ever cast you in anything and the person doesn't call you or bring you flowers or soup when you're sick, then
right.
you're just going to not show up to set. Then you're going to get blacklisted. No one's going to want to work with you.
Yeah. And I still feel that way, even if the truth is she didn't want to work with NeNe because she's going to be on Housewives and NeNe's blacklisted. Because, like, NeNe's not the producer here. NeNe's not the director.
Right.
You're still screwing all these other people over.
Exactly. Exactly.
Poor Wanda Sykes is just
right?
waiting
that
in her dressing
room. That was a bad move. Bad
yeah.
move on my part.
Which two Housewives, if you had your choice, acting or otherwise, would you put on your sitcom?
Is my sitcom, like, good?
That's up to you. I would like to believe that mine would be good, yeah.
Okay, Kim Richards.
Oh, okay.
Because I think she's hilarious.
She is
and I
hilarious.
I think that if they give her the right line, if her character is written to where she's basically just, like, playing herself,
uh-huh.
I feel like it would be hilarious.
She is hilarious, and she's a good actress just in general.
Just in general.
Did you see Black Snake Moan when she's the white trash mom? She is
no.
so good.
Oh.
She's Christina Ricci's, like, mom with drug addiction problems and, like, heavy trauma. And
Ooh.
She is so good.
So she could play, like, the white trash aunt that comes into
yes.
town because, like, she lost everything from gambling and went to Vegas and gambled her whole life away. And
playing
she just showed
penny
up.
Slots and somehow
yes.
lost it all.
And just shows up and just crashes her house and sleeps on the couch. And she's just, like, the comedic relief of the comedy.
That's good.
I love that.
What you got, Donnie?
I would cast Charisse from Potomac.
You love Charisse. You love Shasha and that champagne.
That's a good one.
I do. I love a pathetic housewife. A woman who tries her damnedest to not make a fool of herself and only does it more so is truly top tier housewife for me.
I love Charisse. I want her back on Potomac.
Me too.
Me too.
So
I think
bad.
They need her.
Did you see they said no because she's too old?
Come on. I don't believe that.
I don't believe it either.
Karen's oldest.
I'm glad you said it, Sasha.
Hello, sorry. They're lying to you. I don't know what the reason is,
no.
but that is definitely not it.
And that's what I mean. Like, why would she say that knowing there's older than her in the cast?
Right.
That is a pathetic woman. And I love to see it.
Okay, I'm going to piggyback off of both of your answers. I think a Shasha Kim Richards buddy cop duo would be amazing.
Ooh.
But I then want to bring on Doogie Richards as, like, a PA. Like, I want Kyle Richards not on camera. I want Kyle Richards off camera having to watch her sister on camera and then get Andy in a camera because I want that. I want that to be, like, a show within a show of just watching the seething jealousy as Kyle, like, swings around her ponytail and does the splits on, like, a craft service table, you know?
Yes! I love it.
You took it someplace dark.
You really did. No, you really took it there.
I can't have the Richard sisters be brought up without just shamelessly dragging Doogie for quite literally no reason. So.
And that breaks my heart because this is my birthday week, Chelsea. And I relate to Kyle Richards.
I know. And that makes me want to do it all the more. I can't drag Donnie on his birthday week, so I will drag Doogie.
There you have it.
There you have it. Cuties, we are in the thick of Donnie Appreciation Month, and I'm getting everything I want. Shamrock shakes, custom t-shirts, a burn book popcorn tin that just came in the mail today. You want to see it? But what I want most of all is to not worry about dinner. Just plop me in front of my food and let me eat. I do not want to waste time shopping or cooking. And that's where Factor comes in. Because eating better is easy with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. That's 120 seconds for those cuties who are not good at math. Just 2 minutes. You'll have over 35 different options to choose from every week, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Also, there's more than 60 add-ons to help you stay fueled up and feeling good all day long. So what are you waiting for? Get started today and get after your goals. Cuties, not only do they have the 2-minute restaurant quality meals that are ready to heat and eat whenever you are, they also have pancakes, smoothies, and more. We're talking no prep, no mess meals. They're ready to heat and eat, so there's no prepping, cooking, or the best part, clean up. Factor is the perfect solution if you're looking for fast premium options with no cooking required. And cuties, we're geniuses here, and we've done the math for you. Factor is less expensive than takeout, and every meal is dietitian approved to be nutritious and delicious. So head to factormeals.com/cute150 and use code cute150 to get 50% off. That is code cute150 at factormeals.com/cute150 to get 50% off. Happy birthday to all of us, really. I'm sure they will be great, Cynthia and Nene. However, they will not hold a candle to my favorite sitcom guest spot of all time, and that is Britney Spears on Will & Grace. Do you remember? Have you seen it? If not, I'm going to do some accent work for you. It goes a little something like
that. I have not seen it, so please.
You asked the question, and in Donnie tradition, you did not wait for the response. You were already preparing your monologue.
Okay, but in my defense, I'm not used to having guests. Normally, I just talk over you. So... All
right,
so...
Also, Sasha is a legitimate actor, and here goes
So what
Donnie.
Are you saying? My well, acting is about
we'll
to be bad?
We'll let her be the judge after that.
Okay, it can be like The Voice. Spin okay, around if you like.
Right,
this.
Okay.
Okay, so I need to set the scene. Britney Spears played a conservative, like, talk show host, and then you find out halfway through that she is a secret lesbian, and then she tells them this. I'm into leather play, skunking, pulling the blinds, poodle balling. Whatever you got, I'll eat it, snort it, or ride it, baby. It's so good. Wow. She was so good. But before we find that out, when she's just a conservative talk show host, she says, are you with us or against us? And by us, I mean the troops. There's never been a better guest star on anything. If you can prove me wrong, do it.
I'm not even gonna try.
Sasha, aren't you glad you came back?
Oh my god, what a warm welcome. I'm like, this is amazing.
I hope you guys have enjoyed Sasha's return because she will be disappearing again after this.
I'm like, actually, I changed my mind. I'm gonna go hit up Kate.
She is gonna get a body double this time, so we all shut up and stop asking where she is.
And a Facetune Pro subscription.
Right.
Well, we didn't really talk much about what Sasha actually wanted to talk about. Do you have any other thoughts about this Nene versus Portia?
No, just that I am definitely Team Nene. And
always.
I don't know with Nene's comment, like, oh, it's just because she doesn't want to share the limelight. I don't know that it was really that. I think it was more of the other things that we talked about. And Nene's right. Nene is a star, like, just across the board. Portia's great, but she doesn't have that thing that Nene has. And maybe she didn't want to share the screen with her. But I feel like whatever reasons that there were, whatever combination of reasons, none of them are good enough reason to ghost on a production, ever.
No.
I'm already having a bitter taste in my mouth for her comeback. I'm already going to be looking at her sideways when she comes back.
Because of this or just in general?
Well, because of everything. Because of this, because of the whole Simon thing, because of everything that she's done. Like, I just am like, eh. Are you guys big into Portia? Like, how are you guys feeling about Portia?
I always love her on the show. She just makes me laugh. And I think that's the thing about all of the Atlanta women is, like, I know that there are pockets of them being monsters behind the scenes, but that just makes me love them more.
True.
She makes me laugh, but I don't know that I missed her when she was gone.
I want to see if she's going to come back and have any, you know, beef with, like, Kenya or anyone that she actually engages. Because, you know, like, I feel like before she left, whenever her and Kenya would argue, she would do that thing where she would just, like, repeat something over and over again or, like, not really engage. So I'm like, if you're going to show up, come suited and ready to go, ready to, you know, read and spar. That's what I want to see.
And I do think she had a little bit of the OG-itis by the time she left, where she was dictating who she was going to film with. She was going to dictate what she was actually going to show on camera. And whenever it gets too self-producey behind the scenes, I'm like, I don't know. Yeah. So I hope she comes with that fresh energy right out of that divorce, being like, okay, here it is. Here's my actual life.
And then hopefully she will, because she won't, you know, she doesn't have that money to fall back on. She's like, okay, now I really got to earn this check, you know?
That's true. And I think it's quite clear that Atlanta was, like, very close to going the New York route and just revamping the whole thing. So I'm hoping that, because Salt Lake City just performed so well and all of these women could have lost their jobs recently, that they come in, like, ready to work.
Yes. We shall see.
We shall. We shall.
Well, speaking of we shall see, we shall hear, perhaps, because my news story is troubling. Caitlyn Jenner and Lamar Odom have a new podcast coming out called Keeping Up with Sports. The former in-laws are launching the podcast meant to take a fresh look at what it really takes to be the best. First of all, what are your thoughts on the name?
It's awful.
Could they have tried even a little bit?
No, it's awful.
I did my favorite thing, and I took a quick peruse of the comment section when this was announced. And the Shade Room comment section, I was cackling. People, first of all, the way the Shade Room announced it, it did seem like it was a dating announcement, which with the Kardashians and anybody adjacent, like, anything is possible. They're soft launching the Odell Beckham Jr. Kim Kardashian relationship right now. Like, I could have believed that, but my favorite was 2024 is on shuffle, because, like, truly, what like, what is this?
Yeah, out of any two, like, Kardashian clan members that not clan members, but out of any two,
not far off.
Out of any two, like, Kardashian adjacent people, these are the two that I least want a podcast from. Like, why not Stormy and I don't know who else?
Stormy and Rob.
Yeah.
Mason and North. Any combination.
Annie.
We saw that famous Instagram live with Mason. I would like to get him behind a mic. I would like to hear some of the trade secrets from that boy.
North gets a little loose-lipped on TikTok as well.
She gets of age. Whew, they better get ready, because I feel like she's going to tear them down. Like, she is really going to let loose.
I would have made her sign NDAs before she could write. The first thing I would have taught that little girl to do is sign her name on an NDA.
I feel like North could be the one who finally takes over Joan Rivers' legacy on Fashion Police, because that scene of her dragging her mother for filth for her wardrobe, I mean, it was perfection.
Wasn't she eating an onion when she did it?
That was so bizarre. Oh my gosh.
When you forget she's Kanye's daughter, then she does stuff like that and you quickly remember.
Uh-huh.
The thing about them using the name Keeping Up with Sports is that both of them have recently talked about how they are not really in contact with the family anymore. It seems desperate. It seems like you're really just like holding on to the coattails tightly. And these are both, like, world-class athletes in their own right. Like, they had names for themselves before they were involved in the family. And so it's just bizarre that, like, we have a literal two-time Olympian and Lamar Odom, who was a great basketball player, using the Kardashians for relevancy on a sports podcast. It's just odd.
And sad.
Sad. Yeah. So what is the over-under? How many episodes, or do you think it's just going to be like the first minute of the first show? How long are we going to go before Caitlyn Jenner says something completely controversial and awful?
Maybe in the trailer.
Yeah.
Because I always remember that Caitlyn Jenner is a monster and also a murderer. Let's not forget that part. And I don't even have to say allegedly there. There was truly a car crash that ended in a murder. But I took a quick little gander at her Instagram profile, and it's like, just when you think somebody can't be worse, she just posts something new. It's crazy.
You know, I don't know, because I have her blocked. I am quick to block somebody, Sasha.
You have to do what you have to do.
Yeah.
You know, you can't let everyone have access to your brain.
No, nor should I have access to theirs.
Right. Exactly. That's a better way of putting it. Exactly.
Sasha, were you ever a Kardashian watcher?
I was.
And are you still?
You still are. Yeah, it's one of those things where it's like, I've watched it for so long that I just like can't look away. I'm a nosy person. I just want to see what's going on. What are they doing? What's next? They've actually been pretty quiet lately, which has been, have you noticed? They haven't had any like big drama lately, which is very strange for them.
Yeah, which makes me feel like something big is going down.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, it's weird. Like, what's going to happen next?
I feel like who your favorite Kardashian is really, like, tells a tale more than, like, a zodiac sign ever could. Who are the two of your, like, if you had to pick a favorite in the Kardashian universe, who is your favorite?
Well, first, are you guys all still watching? Are you up to date or have you guys stopped watching?
I am not up to date, but I watch whatever clips fall into my lap.
That's how I am. I basically just let the TikTok algorithm do its thing. So I'm essentially up to date with everything.
Gotcha.
Because
it's all there.
You don't even have to seek out the Kardashians. The Kardashians will find you.
Even if you have them blocked.
Right.
In the early years, my favorite was Khloe. Then I transitioned to a Kourtney. But now I am hands down, without a doubt, Northwest follower. If she started her own religion, I would think about joining it.
Yeah, that's a very good choice.
Thank you. It was quite a journey.
You know, of the kids, I do think we need to keep our eye on Penelope.
I was going to say.
And she's been quiet. We're going to see something happen there with that.
Well, she probably is keeping quiet because the last time she spoke, she got hit in the face of the door. They know how to shut her up.
I was a Kourtney girl in the beginning. Mm. I remember a time where I had just graduated from college. I was figuring myself out. I had moved back in with my parents, and I found myself smoking the devil's lettuce in my parents' basement and really reflecting on how my life had turned out. And I was watching the Kardashians, and it was the scene where Scott was being Scott, and something had happened where he had gotten so drunk he had like fallen into a hole or something and like was throwing up, and it was in front of the kids. And I remember having like a full-on super high panic attack. And I was like, Kourtney's got to get out of there. She's got to get out of that relationship. And I like went to bed and I woke up in the morning and I was like, okay, I think maybe I got to stop smoking weed until I get a job. So I really felt connected to her during that era.
I feel like I used to be like a big Khloe fan because I just felt like she was just like, you know, like the funny one, like the down to earth, cool, relatable one. But, you know, I don't know why I feel embarrassed to say this, but like, I really like, I'm a Kim girl.
Love Kim.
I feel like she's just so Kim. And she's always so Kim. Like, she just is unapologetically herself, and she's just, like, obsessed with working nonstop. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I'm going to do everything that there possibly is to do on the face of the earth, and I'll just pay someone to raise my kids, and I don't care. She just is who she is. She's a powerful woman. And I just love that, like, she is the mom of North.
Yes.
Honestly, I never find her more likable than when she is on Northwest's TikTok. At the end of the day, it's really humbling as a mom to two daughters who are already dragging me for filth on a daily basis at the age of 4 and 6. It's humbling but also reassuring to know that you can literally be Kim Kardashian, and at the end of the day, your daughter will be cooler than you and will talk shit about you to your face, you know?
Yep.
So I guess stay tuned for Keeping Up with Sports.
Yes.
Caitlin and Lamar.
I need Kim to come out with a podcast called Kimply Irresistible the same day that Keeping Up with Sports goes live so she can just shoot them down.
Just completely steal their moment. Like, no, not happening.
Yeah. And then once her podcast goes number one and the other one falls into ratings hell, then she can just never release one again. She came to do what she has to do.
Yep.
So that's all the stories this week. So now it's time to award Cutie of the Week. So Sasha, you can go first.
Well, my nomination for Cutie of the Week is NSYNC. They had their comeback, their first live performance together since 2013, which I'm like feeling so old thinking of the fact that it's been
disgusting.
That long, which is bizarre. When I saw the clips floating around, this like feeling, it was similar to the Usher Super Bowl performance where all of a sudden you just uncontrollably sing all of the lyrics and it's just like, where did that come from? And you just take yourself back to your childhood room with like your walls plastered and all their posters and like the torn feeling that you felt between NSYNC and Backstreet Boys, which I want to know if you guys were NSYNC or Backstreet Boys.
I was a Backstreet Boys girly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What about you, Donnie?
I found NSYNC more attractive, but I related to the music of Backstreet Boys more.
That is exactly. I was like, NSYNC, they're hotter, and like they, I like their look and their vibe, but the Backstreet Boys, the music and the songs, I love so much more. But I'm really hoping that Justin will like do something with them, like a small tour or something in Vegas. Like, give those guys their chance. Let people go nuts. We went nuts when they came out on stage, and like JC, he deserves his moment because we all know he's the best singer in the group. Hello, always has been, always will be. So that was a big moment for me. And you know, low key, he needs to have some sort of redemption after everything that went down in that Britney Spears book, because his solo music, we're not having it. We still remember Britney. Now, if you bring back NSYNC, we might forgive you. Mm-hmm. So I think that might be his best bet.
The other members deserve to have their moment. If Lance Bass can't go to space, certainly at least he can see a stage. You know, like give that man something, please. Something.
I did get the chills when that curtain opened, though, and all four were behind the curtain.
I loved it.
So good.
It was so special to me. Maybe they'll perform at the Super Bowl, like we said, Usher style. Just do a whole NSYNC medley.
I'm so glad that every millennial had the same experience, though, with that Usher concert, because it's so wild. Do I know where my car keys are ever? No, I don't. Do I remember to lock my front door? No, probably don't. But did that music start playing and I, from start to finish, sing along every single word? I sure did. Yep. I sure did.
And all the rap parts, too. Yes. Ludacris's part, everybody.
Especially Ludacris's part.
Yes.
I was ready for that. If Luda called out sick, I could have been brought on
stage. Okay.
My cutie of the week are Nickelodeon child stars, because Quiet on Set came out, that documentary, and it's very dark, and they had very dark childhoods, and Dan Schneider is a piece of garbage, and that's a nice word I could call him. So Nickelodeon child stars, this one's for you.
It makes you look at Amanda Bynes and Orlando Brown very differently.
Yeah.
All of them. Like anybody that went crazy.
Yeah.
Quote,
the ones that like, didn't go crazy. It's like, how did they even come out with that as well as they did?
And Kelly and Troy from Beyond the Blinds have been talking about this for years. And so that's how it first kind of got on my radar, is they would talk about the Dan Schneider of it all. But then I read Jeanette McCurdy's book, I'm Glad My Mom Died.
I love that book.
It's so good.
So good. So sad. But also when she talks about the stuff that she went through, I was like, God. And the fact that she didn't take that hush money so that she could one day talk about it, I'm like, wow. Like, of course, I would not begrudge anybody for taking the money and running, but like, good for her for being like, nope, I will not take this hush money, because I will write a book and I'm going to tell all about you. Well, on a happier note, my cutie of the week is Katie Maloney from Vanderpump Rules, arguably perhaps the only likable one this season, besides Allie, the astrologer, who I am quite liking. But I'm just so happy that Katie is having her moment, where I feel like social media and Twitter is finally understanding that she could quite arguably be the number one guy in the group. Because I feel like all along, all she has wanted is for friends to show the same loyalty, having somebody's back, being ride or die like she shows for her friends. And now that the Toms aren't meddling, I love that Katie and Ariana can finally be that for each other.
Well, that's it. It has been Friday. Thank God it's Friday.
Right?
It's been Friday.
What a week.
Yeah. And we have to do it all again next week. Sasha, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me. It's been so good to catch up with you guys.
I know. This is so fun. If people don't know where to find you, let them know.
You can find me at Sasha Morfaw, my name. No longer the Bravo Breakdown. It's just me, Sasha Morfaw. Morfaw.
The new era has begun.
Yes.
All right. So, cuties, one more reminder about our YouTube channel. I Am the Cute One podcast. It's available in our show notes. And then on Monday, we will be covering Troop Beverly Hills. So tune in for that. And we will talk to you later. Love you like a sister.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to I Am the Cute One. If you want more, head to patreon.com/IAmTheCuteOne for uncut, unedited, and unhinged video and audio footage of current episodes, as well as even more bonus content.
And if you like what you heard, please be sure to leave a 5-star rating and subscribe to our show. And to help us grow this community of chaotic cuties, share an episode with a friend you think would pass the vibe check.
And to see the madness, check out our YouTube channel, where video footage from all current episodes are posted weekly.
You can follow me at Real Donniewood on Instagram and all other social media platforms.
And if you want more of my personal brand of chaos, check me out at Oh No Chels.
Talk to you later. Love you like a sister. Cuties, you know I cannot see a movie without pretending I'm in it, and now it's your turn. Have you ever tried to use the Force when no one's looking or thought about what superheroes would win in a fight? Then you'll want to stop what you're doing, unless you're driving, and visit Sideshow.com. Your eyes do not deceive you. They have a life-size, impeccably detailed replica of the child from Star Wars The Mandalorian.
Now, I don't mean to brag, but Sideshow did send me the child. I call him Baby Yoda. I have since learned that is not his name, but he is my son now, so I will be continuing to call him as such. And we have been playing dress up, having photo shoots, and just having a grand old time. But if that one doesn't speak to you, how about a movie-accurate statue of Christopher Reeve as Superman?
They got that too.
But just wait until you see the incredibly lifelike figures of Robert Downey Jr., as Iron Man.
We are thrilled to have Sideshow sponsoring our podcast today. They offer a wide selection of premium figures, statues, and fine art from the worlds of Star Wars, DC, Marvel, Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings, and so much more.
These limited edition, handcrafted, officially licensed collectibles bring pop culture's biggest icons to life in your home.
And here is the best part. You can get an exclusive $50 off your first order of $200 or more. It's a great opportunity for new customers to dive into the world of high-quality collectibles. Or you can gift it to that super geek in your life.
Perhaps that person in your life that you know would cringe when they hear that I've been letting my daughter sleep with my Baby Yoda. And again, that I refuse to stop calling it Baby Yoda.
Plus, shopping at Sideshow earns you 5% back in Sideshow rewards, meaning for every $100 spent, you get $5 back in rewards that can be used on future purchases. While geeking out is its own reward, your collection goes farther with Sideshow. So, what are you waiting for? Visit Sideshow.com, promo code CUTEONE right now, and get ready to let your geek side show.
Oh, that's clever. Sideshow. Like Sideshow.com? I get it.